Everyone likes to grumble about estate agents, but that doesn't stop most of us meekly handing over thousands of pounds for their services when we sell our home. With estate agents charging between 1% and 2% of the ultimate sale price, you could easily fork out £10,000 in fees when selling maybe a £500,000 property, with other costs such as conveyancing fees to pay on top. If you do manage to sell your home, you will find you have to pay a huge fee for potentially very little work. But there is an alternative. There are now a growing number of online-only estate agents that offer to charge a fraction of the cost. And one of these is eMove, and I'm pleased to be joined today by Russell Quirk from eMove to tell us the advantages of using online-only estate agents. Good afternoon, Russell.
Good afternoon, Bob.
How are you doing?
Yeah, very, very well indeed. Thanks
Jolly
for having me on.
Good. Oh, you're more than welcome. Now, so from the customer's viewpoint, what are the advantages of using an online-only estate agent?
I think you pretty well summed it up in your intro, to be honest.
Right.
It's pretty spot on, Bob. It's primarily the teaser, I suppose, is the cost. So we tend to be at least 10 times cheaper than a traditional estate agent. As you've said, most agents charge something between 1% and 2%. The national average is 1.6%.
Right.
And then, of course, you've got a big slab of VAT on top. The way we work is to charge, in fact, we have a range of options in terms of fees. So, you know, you can pay us an upfront fee, which means then that, it's much cheaper than traditional agents, but also then there's nothing to pay at the end.
Right.
Or you can pay us a very, very small amount at the beginning and pay us a bit more at the end as an incentive fee, if you like, if you believe that we need that incentive. So primarily cost, but also we have a slightly different approach to the mainstream, if you like, in that we are there to hold hands, we're there to give you commentary and to assist with negotiating offers and overseeing the whole thing, all the sales progression and so on. But we also put you as the seller and indeed the buyer at the centre of things, and we don't obscure things. So in other words, we have a real transparent approach to how we do things.
Right.
So, and I guess because we don't have this huge sort of £6,000-£8,000 fee at the end, in my view, and I'm sure traditional agents would disagree with this, we don't have the massive pressure on us to do a deal at any cost.
Okay.
And I'm afraid it is true to say with traditional agents that maybe sell 4 or 5 properties per branch per month. If your entire overheads are predicated around being covered by just 4 deals,
yep,
you can imagine that you'd almost do a deal at any cost. And a deal maybe that's best for the agent rather than best for the seller. And our approach, because we charge so much less and because we charge at the beginning, albeit a much, much smaller amount, means that we have, I think, a much more sort of a much more honest approach, really.
Yeah. Well, the main advantage, of course, has to be costs. But to be able to offer such a low cost compared to a traditional estate agent, don't you have to cut corners and offer a sort of lesser service?
You would think so.
But no. It's interesting to hear you say that you help with negotiations as well, because one of the criticisms I read was that the seller ends up doing the negotiations themselves direct with the buyer. Is that not true?
No. I mean, there's a distinction between what we do and what you would call, in fact, in the States is known as for sale by owner. So there were, many years ago, there were a load of estate agents sprung up, like the Little House Company, Seekers and so on, where they literally just would provide a platform for you to upload your own photos,
right,
and do the whole thing yourself.
Yeah.
We are full service estate agents. So we go out and do all the photos, the measurements, the floor plan. We'll do all the viewing scheduling, all the negotiations and so on. So we do everything. Some owners, and this is another benefit of our approach, I think, some owners want to do an element themselves. So they might want to provide their own photos, their
right,
own write-up, etc. And we're open to that. So we say, yeah, fine, if you've got great photos and you're particularly precious about them, we'll use them. You know,
yeah,
we still visit the home to verify and so on. But no, when it comes to cutting corners, it's a popular assumption, I suppose, and certainly a misconception. What I've really struggled hard to do over the last 4 years since I started eMove back in July 2010 is to actually make sure that we are demonstrably better than the mainstream. So
right,
if you go to, you know, review sites now and how powerful they are, like
yes,
the whole TripAdvisor,
oh, yeah,
mentality that
yep,
we have,
yep,
well, you know, we get regularly reviewed on sites like Review Center and allagents.co.uk, and we have between a 94% and a 96% customer satisfaction rating.
Mm.
And that's not ours, that's third party individuals, buyers and sellers, going onto these sites, I mean, in their droves, there's hundreds of them,
yep,
and saying, you know, nice things about us, that
yep,
we were professional, we were efficient, they maybe got even better than the price that they expected to. So because we're online, and I suppose there is a certain anonymity to how we operate, I've realised very early on that we need to ensure, we must make sure that our customer service is even better than local estate agents, and demonstrably it is. So by comparison, funny enough, I did an analysis for a national newspaper recently of customer service in estate agency, and the top 20 estate agency firms in the country have got an average of 24% as a customer approval rating, right, against our 94%.
Wow, yeah. Well, I have seen your approval ratings, and yeah, they're fantastic. Now, you've more or less answered my next question. I was going to ask you to talk me through the process from the beginning. I actually will be selling my house in the near future. But so I call your office. Mm-hmm. What happens?
Yeah, you can call or you can sign up online. So you just literally go straight to the website. So go to emove.co.uk. Or now, actually, we also own EMOVE. So the proper spelling, if you like, emove.co.uk. And so you can sign up either way, whichever you're most comfortable with. We'll then take you through the process. We take payment. We then send out an assessor that will come out and do all the photos, the measurements, and so on.
What about valuations? Do you do?
Yeah, we do. So we do that as what we call a desktop exercise. So if you provide us your house type and your address, we will do lots and lots of research of the local area via websites like Rightmove, Zoopla, HM Land Registry, and so on. And we'll provide you a report which collates all those comparables and gives you an idea, bearing in mind we know that most sellers have an idea of what they want to sell for anyway, let's be honest. And so we give you an assistance, we give you a guide. But then really importantly, Bob, what we say to people is, look, that's the market's opinion, but it's your property. You need to be comfortable with it. We won't dictate to you what we sell at, or what you sell at rather, what we price at.
It's the seller's choice.
And the market will react or not. And if it doesn't, you reduce the price.
Simply. Right, yeah. Well, I have to tell you, Russell, a few months ago I had a valuation on my own property, an estate agent valuation, and I double-checked it on what Zoopla said, and it was within 200 quid. So pretty...
But it's the market that will ultimately decide. I mean, there are tactics amongst estate agents where they'll overvalue so that they flatter you into using them. There are tactics from agents that perhaps are a little bit more keen to sell things very quickly, well, they'll undervalue. And, you know, I think the approach where the estate agent is relied upon as the market setter is a wrong one, because the agent doesn't set the price. The market does. The agent merely reflects it. So you have to be comfortable, so we let you set your price.
Okay, right. Well, the proof of the pudding, as they say. What is your success rate for selling compared to a traditional estate agent?
Well, I have to say, and you know, I've got statistics that back this up. There's we're starting to get a lot of attention, shall we say, from offline estate agents, traditional estate agents.
Yeah.
And there's a saying, I think it was Gandhi said it, that it, when you're doing something that perhaps is seen to be different and disruptive, that first of all people ignore you. Then they laugh at you, then they fight you, and then I'm afraid they lose, you win.
Yeah.
So, and that's exactly what's happened here. So a lot of traditional agents are throwing stuff at us now on forums, social media and so on, saying, well, you know, your customer service can't surely be any good. You don't sell any properties and so on. So back to the data that we've compiled very, very in a very sort of methodical way. We've looked at, for instance, the price that estate agents achieve for clients. So there's a company called HomeTrack that does a big analysis every quarter. And back in March, they did an analysis across the whole of the UK. And they came back and stated that the average home in Britain at the moment sells for 96% of its asking price.
Okay.
So we did an analysis of... I think I've got your teeth in box. We did an analysis, and we looked at every sale that we've achieved this year, and our average achieved price was 99% of the asking price. So we are demonstrably at least as good, if not better, than the mainstream agents.
All right. Well, you mentioned there high street estate agents are obviously not happy with the move to online. Now, Jonathan Hudson, Managing Director for Hudson's Property, says online estate agents lack a personal service and are not skilled in showing a property and pointing out the unique selling points. He also says that they're unlikely to have a good knowledge of the local market. I think you said that, actually, as recent sales and future developments, which high streets will have. What do you say to that, Russell?
It's a common thing from the high street now, and trying to sort of defend their high fees and their backward looking business model, I'm afraid. So, I mean, taking those things in order, so lacking a personal service, just because we happen to do things by phone and email doesn't mean that we have, you know, a deficient service. And I think, as we said a couple of minutes ago, you know, that it's proven not to be the case that we don't offer good service. I mean, far from it.
Right.
And in fact, Rightmove statistics recently say that 70% of all sellers don't visit their estate agent. So even the ones that use the high street, 70% don't even go in there. So our service is exactly the same in that respect, albeit better in general terms. When it comes to showing a property, Now, when I used to run six high street estate agency offices, when we did accompanied viewing, so if the owner was on holiday or the property was empty, we used to send the most junior member of staff out, probably just 5 minutes before the viewing. He'd grab the keys from the cabinet, he'd run out, show the house. Did he research the property and the local schools and which way the garden faced and the council tax band? Did he help? No. Yeah. Do you know the best person to show the house?
It's the owner.
The owner. Yeah. Because the owner knows all those points. And to be honest, if an estate agent honestly thinks that there's value in being able to show people which room is the kitchen, which, funny enough, is the one with the stainless steel sink and the fridge, and the bathroom, which is the one with the bath and the shower and the toilet generally, then, you know, I think they're rather overstating their value,
Bob. Yeah, fantastic. All right. And I believe you've got a new award-winning website.
Funny you should mention that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell us all about it.
Yeah, we have. We launched the first one, as I say, 4 years ago. And we got investment from James Calm back in December.
Right.
And we've used a proportion of that money to hire a tech team to then effectively rejig and refurbish the eMove website. So that went live about 3 weeks ago. Lots and lots of time, effort and engineering has gone into it. And a lot of what they call UX, which is user experience.
Okay.
So we've looked a lot at what we think users want from a website. So making the important things really visible and so on and so forth. And it was web user who last week, fun enough, they published their sort of their websites of the week. And, you know, very surprisingly, unbelievably, you know, because we weren't contacted about this in advance, they picked out our website as one of the very, very best that they've scrutinised recently. Yeah, and they gave us a 5 out of 5 rating, which is
fantastic,
and also testimony to all the money we spent on it.
Oh yeah, yes indeed. Well, as I say, I might be moving house myself soon, and I'd certainly consider saving all that money with an online estate agent such as your own eMove. Seems like a no-brainer to me. So thank you, Russell. If anyone wants to find out more, how can they contact you?
Yeah, so just go to our website, so emove.co.uk, so it's emove.co.uk, or they can call either James or Rosie, who are our sales team at our Brentwood office, and the number's 0333 121 4950, and we're on Twitter too, at EMOOV, at eMove.
Okay, one last question. There was a report this morning, I think, that house prices have seemed to have slowed, if not taken a bit of a downward turn. Are you seeing evidence of that?
Yeah, we are actually. We're seeing London's definitely cooling, without a doubt. So I think the advance of prices over the last 18 to 24 months in London was completely unsustainable.
Yes.
So we're seeing a lot of areas now where buyers are just turning their backs, and there's a ripple effect now. So people, you know, they've gone from central London to sort of slightly more, you know, on the outskirts, and actually now we're seeing the home counties are sort of getting the benefit. But generally, I think for lots of reasons, you know, maybe concern over interest rates, the fact that everyone realises, I think, that the advance of house prices, if you like, is unsustainable. The MMR, which are the mortgage regulations that were introduced a couple of months ago, which obviously now restrict lending and so on, for all those reasons. But yeah, I think that the heat's coming out of it. And to be honest, not a bad thing.
We don't want
to see the Bank of England put interest rates up and put the brakes on things just because of the property market, which is what I think Mark Carney, the governor of the Bank of England, was hinting at a few weeks ago. So hopefully now a bit of a soft slow down rather than an abrupt halt.
Parachute down a little bit,
yeah.
All right,
indeed.
Russell Quirk, thank you very much indeed for joining me, and best of luck with everything, including the new website. Well
thank
done.
You very much. Cheers.
Thanks.